Sam opened the door for more singers than you'd ever dream of, because it was an approach to music that we didn't ever think the public would accept from blacks anyhow. He influenced most of us, most of us.
This is the story of how gospel became pop and why it took a natural rule breaker like Sam Cooke to make it all happen. The singer was an iconic figure for a new generation of African Americans.
Sam Cooke was a guy who didn't take any crap from people and was someone who really seemed like he wanted to control his own destiny as an artist. That became a really big issue starting in the 1960s about black people controlling their own art. And Sam Cooke was one of these people, one of the first people who really began to show the kind of intelligence and guts to do that.
Sam Cooke had a lifestyle that was beyond the dreams of most black Americans. He was a major star, a successful businessman, and lived in a house in the Hollywood Hills. It was everything he had dreamed of as a small boy growing up in Chicago's South Side.
I was 7 years old, Sam was nine. And we talking one day, and he had 12 sticks, and he would stick these sticks in the ground. So one day he was sticking these sticks. I said, man, why you always sticking them sticks in the ground like that? He said, Elsie, he said, I'm preparing myself. He said, these sticks, I'm pretending this is my audience. He said, like they people. He said, I'm saying to these sticks, so when I get to an audience, I won't be scared to sing. He said, because I'm never gonna work in life. So I said, what you mean you're never gonna work? He said, I'm gonna be a singer. He said, I'm gonna have money in my pocket every day.